Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, March 25th. Police in Grey Bruce have conducted a large-scale drug bust in the region. A release from South Bruce OPP says yesterday, local OPP, specialized OPP teams, including the emergency response team, Owen Sound Police and Barrie Police executed a search warrant at properties in Bruce County, Grey County, Owen Sound, and Barrie. Police say they seized a quantity of cocaine, crack cocaine, meth, fentanyl, and oxycodone, altogether valued at about $82,000. Police also seized digital scales, cell phones, drug trafficking paraphernalia, money, three vehicles, and two .22 caliber rifles. A 60-year-old Barrie resident is charged with numerous drug trafficking offenses, a few charges related to possessing a firearm, and four counts of failing to comply with a probation order. Bruce, Grey, Owen Sound MPP Bill Walker says nine new and 119 upgraded long-term care beds are coming to Summit Place in Owen Sound. Walker announced the 128 new beds this week. It's part of the Ontario government's $6.4 billion commitment to build more than 30,000 net new beds by 2028 and 28,000 upgraded long-term care beds across the province. A release from Walker's office says there are now 459 new and 435 upgraded long-term care beds in development, under construction, or completed in Grey County. $2 billion in federal money is being funneled to the provinces and territories to help clear the backlog of surgeries and procedures resulting from the pandemic. Federal Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos says Ontario's share will be more than $700 million.
These amounts will be transferred to our provincial and territorial partners through a one-time top-up of the Canada Health Transfer. This is a significant first step to addressing the major healthcare challenges ahead of us.
The Ontario Medical Association says the province is facing a backlog of more than 1 million surgeries. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced new sanctions against Russia. During talks in Europe, Trudeau announced sanctions against 160 members of the Russian Federation Council. A ban on certain goods and technologies being exported to Russia was also announced. About 300 people are estimated to have been killed in the March 16th bombing of a theater in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. That number comes from an advisor to the deputy mayor of the city. It had been clearly marked on the pavement outside that there were children sheltering there. Some prominent Russians have quit their jobs after refusing to support the war. President Vladimir Putin's envoy to International Organizations on Sustainable Development stepped down from a position he held for almost 30 years. Meanwhile, some other public figures have condemned the invasion of Ukraine before leaving their posts at various state-run institutions and companies. And another major lottery jackpot is up for grabs. Tonight's Lotto Max jackpot is $70 million plus an estimated 13 1 million Max Millions prizes. You have until 10:30 tonight to buy a ticket. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack are on the road to face the London Knights tonight in OHL action. Game time is 7:30. There are six other games in the OHL tonight. The full schedule is posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Five games in the National Hockey League tonight. Two Canadian teams are in action. The Winnipeg Jets host the Columbus Blue Jackets, and the Calgary Flames play at home against Arizona. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs visit the Montreal Canadiens. In Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, Game 2 of the Pollock Division semifinal tonight between the Hanover Barons and Wingham Ironmen. 8 o'clock puck drop in Wingham. In curling, Team Canada closes out the preliminary round of the Women's World Curling Championship in Prince George, BC. We beat Germany 8-5 today, and Canada plays the Czech Republic this evening. The Toronto Blue Jays president Mark Shapiro announced today the Rogers Centre in Toronto will undergo some major renovations over the next two winters. He says the official plan will be unveiled in the next few weeks, but it will include changes to the lower bowl and a new clubhouse. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.